There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Give me the update.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Dirt. We want the dirt.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Did you want to tell me something?
Lindsey Buckingham is done waiting for Fleetwood Mac to cough up money he says he's owed. So the former lead guitarist for the group is suing his old bandmates for dropping him and, more importantly, not paying him. They reportedly were supposed to make about $14 million each on this tour that they were going to do for over 2 years. And he feels like financially they owe him.
Oh.
They're going to have to pay him something, yeah. But aren't we sick of him whining?
Yeah.
Oh, and all the acrimony he caused the band over the years.
It's true. Yes. He's hoping for some public sympathy here.
Who's going to feel sorry for Lindsey Buckingham?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You can go your own way.
Yes. That's right. This is a misplay, dude.
Yes. Okay. NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt and his crew had to barricade themselves in a hotel room to escape damage from Hurricane Michael. They had to put up a mattress against a window to protect them from the strong winds.
Oh.
He said, "We want to be on the air, but we got to take care of each other. Know that we're safe, but we're going to have to sign off." Hurricane Michael continues to move up the East Coast. You can also donate, as we've been talking about all morning, to our diaper drive for Hurricane Michael. And that, yes, charity babies.
Yeah.
Studio's filling up.
Yep. Yes.
Thank you. Alrighty. Okay. Julia Roberts, another story about her. She got exactly what she needed for her 50th birthday. She told Oprah Winfrey that her husband, Danny Motor, said, "What do you want for your birthday? What should we do?" And he said, "How about this? We have 5 days away with zero contact with the outside world." And, you know, without their kids, it was just the two of them. She doesn't reveal where they went, but that is really important.
Yes,
I mean, restorative for sure. Every parent out there needs to get away from their kids sometimes.
Yes.
Don't feel guilty about
twice
it.
Twice as
no
much
shame.
As you think you do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, at least once a year.
The idea of not having cell phones and just checking out from everything. Oh.
You guys, there's a major breaking news story.
Oh.
Lindsey Vonn. Minnesota's Lindsey Vonn will ski for the last time this season.
Oh.
That is sad news. She was a Buck Hill skier.
Yes.
We wish her well this season. She's had so many injuries and been such a champ coming back from the mall. Wow, as a skier, that's going to be a season to watch.
Oh, yes. Lindsay.
Sorry to hijack your dirt alert, but,
no,
you know, when
not
Minnesota
a
calls.
Yeah.
I'm
glad it
attention.
Was that and not something else. I thought, I heard her name and I thought, oh no. But.
Oh, good. We're in the positive. We've had a few more charity babies.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, on TV this weekend, today on Netflix, you can watch the series premiere of The Haunting of Hill House. That's a horror series. It stars Henry Thomas, the little kid from E.T. He and Carla Gugino, I don't know how to say her last name, I apologize, plays the parents in the flashbacks, and Timothy Hutton plays the dad in the present. Mm. Supposed to have great reviews on that. We also have Dancing with the Stars Juniors on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Go, Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
And the Charmed remake is going to be on the CW on Sunday.
Okay.
And that's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Thanks for letting everyone know.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Maybe come back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Stephanie Hansen. This is the Jason and Alexis show. I am filling in for Jace, who's out today. I'm here with Alexis. I'm here with Don. And if you're waking up and just seeing some of the devastation that's been going on down in Florida, well, there is something you can do this morning.
Yes, there is. Yes.
Oh,
we can do this. Yes. You guys, we are almost halfway to our goal of $1,500. because Medifast Weight Control Centers, thank you so much, is our matching sponsor. So we can double our 1,500 to 3,000. Our goal is 12,000 throughout this whole campaign to send money to the Miami Diaper Bank. And we're doing that with our diaper drive. We're not physically collecting diapers this time because Hurricane Michael just...
It came up,
bam!
Like, out of nowhere, it almost felt like.
Yes, and so big thank you to all of you who've donated already. $10 for Cindy, Kimberly, $10, Julie, $25. It's just warms our hearts.
Any
and
amount
thank you
helps.
So much.
We're just looking for donations so that we can send it down to the folks down in Florida and help them start to rebuild their lives.
Mm-hmm. So mytalk1071.com, keyword diapers. We're going to fill up this room with some charity babies, and Steph, you'll birth some too. So yeah. We're excited for that.
And we'll diaper them.
And we'll diaper.
Yes.
Nice face there. Steph's like, we're going to diaper.
Diaper babies. Diaper.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
For a $100 donation, we'll do a trio birth.
Really?
So that's going to be something.
It will be something.
Yeah. So
I've never had to birth a baby live on the air before. This charity baby stuff is a little new to me. So
yep.
Help support us because Lord knows that the nether regions needs a little action. It's been a while. 20 years, as a matter of fact, since I've birthed a baby.
Birthed the babe, yeah. Oh, wow. Well, yeah, so it's time again.
Wow.
I think it's time. I think it's time. Do you have clear memories of that day?
And, oh, I do, and good memories. Actually, mm-hmm. What time is it? She was birthed at 7:18.
Oh, is it her birthday?
No, but the day I had her, it was 7:18 in the morning.
Oh, wow, 7:18.
Yeah.
18.
Just 10 minutes from now.
Yeah, so in 10 minutes, we hope to reenact that with some charity babies here for donations to the Miami Diaper Bank. So yes, please, and thank you. MyTalk1071.com, keyword diapers. It's just incredible to see the damage that it's already caused. And Washington Post has now reported that 5 more people in Virginia have been killed by the remnants of Hurricane Michael.
The rain and the wind. And I think that death toll is going to rise too, sadly, because they're looking. I mean, there were a lot of people that stayed in their homes, and those homes are matchsticks.
Yes.
They're rubble.
We're at least at 11 right now.
Yeah, so. They're looking for people.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We just need $775 more dollars to reach our goal so that we get our match from Medifast Weight Control Center. So if we could just do every break that we're on, if we could do $100, we'll make our goal. So
way to
who's
going to
do it this break within the next, you know, 4 or 5 minutes here, if we could just get
another $100.
Yes. Please, 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 please.
By 9 o'clock, I think we can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Please.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. It's just that Lindsay Vonn news, you know, right when you said that, I don't know why my brain just went straight to devastation.
Because she's had a devastating, like, for all the highs she's had so many crashes, so many lows.
Yes.
That sport, my daughter was a downhill ski racer, and I don't even know what I could have possibly been thinking when I said yes. Yes. Like, it was just constant drama of trying to make sure they didn't get hurt.
Oh.
And she had, like, at least 2 concussions. I mean, it was just, that is a hard sport.
Yeah, so the news is that this will be her last season.
Yes.
So.
And she's been such a competitor, such a champion. She is a beautiful racer.
Mm-hmm.
And just has come back from such adversity with the injuries that she's had.
Yeah.
Do you know at Vail, when you go skiing there, like right at the bottom of the hill, there's a parking spot and it says reserved for champion Lindsay Vonn.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, my daughter took a picture of it once. But yeah.
Cool. I wonder how often she goes there.
She's trains there. She there does. A lot.
So yeah.
And she's nice. I mean, not like nice, but nice to the kids,
civil.
Nice when they're on the
not overly nice.
She's nice to the
pleasant racers,
yeah, because they ride up the chairlift with these people.
Yeah,
if you're there in your training, you meet them, and it's pretty great.
Wow, neat,
pretty great.
Wow, well, emotional animals to help therapy animals. I feel like we're having a lot of conversations about this, whether someone wants an emotional therapy peacock. Yeah, that's right. That's the
a
first
mule. Weird.
There, yep, yep. There's
a miniature donkey.
Well, how do you feel about an emotional support squirrel?
Oh, I'm fine with it.
You're good with that.
It's small.
It's small size.
It hasn't been given a bath and defleed. Because they do carry diseases. That's my only thing.
Right. Squirrels are kind of smart, so I can see it. I can see it. Like rats, you know, people have really intimate relationships with rats.
Yeah, they do.
You know, like those hooded rats are really smart and kind of cozy at times, I guess, if they're your pet. I don't know.
Yeah, and your emotional animal in little vest. Actually, I've never seen one in a little vest.
Those little vests are
cute. That would be so cute. And to get a little squirrel in your little vest.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, the reason why we're talking about this, I'm just visualizing what this might have just to experience this. You're on a plane, and this just happened on Tuesday at the Orlando International Airport. You look over, and the person next to you has a squirrel who says it's her emotional pet, her emotional animal, to help her get through the flight. So it was cleared through the x-ray machine at TSA. Can you imagine sending your animal through the x-ray machine?
We send ourselves through it. It's the same.
True. Well, she did that. And, oh, yeah, I guess I'm thinking she was in a bag and went through
well,
it the
could have been,
thing.
But
either way, I guess it's the same technology. She did not notify the airplane that that was her companion. So that's probably where she went wrong.
Did she have to get off?
She was forced to get
off. Yeah, because you can't, they have to have rules for this stuff, you guys.
You can't smuggle an animal.
And you can't just show up with your, you know, full-size German Shepherd that you've told no one and then expect the person next to you to not have any leg room because the dog is laying at your feet. I'm all for emotional support animals, but it is crazy. It got out of control because people could get these certificates on the internet.
Yep.
And there has to be a way to vet that so that the people that really need them
can have
them.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you really need them, by all means, get your emotional support animal. But the world is not expected to let your peacock sit in their lap on a plane.
No.
But squirrels are so small.
Well, that's
but right, where do you draw the line? Like, I'm in the airport the other day, and this lady has this backpack on, and it has like this bubble where there's this cat's face staring at me, going,
yes.
I'm like, okay, first of all, that's not God, seeming that's like the hilarious. Cat is having a very good time in their hermetically sealed bubble backpack. Second of all, like, maybe we just shouldn't be traveling with these pets. Like, get a sitter for your pet like the rest of us.
Yeah.
You don't have to bring them everywhere.
Well, once she got on board, they said, you know, no rodents here. You know, and that's, you know, probably
it's a legitimate thing.
They probably have Plunkets. They are trying to get rid of mice and hamsters and, oh, not hamsters, but.
Hamsters are still rodents.
Sorry, but mice, you know, some of the other things that they want, the pests that they want to get rid of. And then there's the squirrel. Normally you don't want the squirrel there.
Normally you don't want the squirrel on your airplane sitting next to you in coach.
Right. So she's really upset. She's going to sue. We shall see what happens with that.
And why would she sue? She did not follow the. She can't sue.
There's nothing to sue. Does she even have a case?
No. But she has to say she's going to sue, so she gets her 5 minutes in the press.
Yeah. Well,
all these airlines, they have policies, procedures, and they have done a good job of trying to accommodate service animals for people that need them.
Yes.
So let's not abuse the system, you crazy people.
Yep. There you go. Bottom line. Bam.
Okay, I walk by this lady's apartment.
Yeah.
In my neighborhood, and she has like in her bedroom, a whole like part of it is cordoned off with netting, and she has parakeets in her bedroom.
Okay.
Like next to her bed. It's so interesting.
Interesting. We know what that means.
Well, I just think about poop.
Yes. I mean, you would think about poop.
Uh-huh.
And they're fenced in like in it would be like the equivalent of a closet, but it's right next to the window. You can see in. I love walking by there and looking in.
This is like a big
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Cage, though.
Yeah, totally. And I'm like, does her landlord know that she has a cage of parakeets right next to her bed in her apartment?
Well, it's not like she's hiding it if you can see it through the window.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe. I never even thought about that.
Huh.
Or maybe they're condos and she owns it.
Yeah.
There is a plastic sheet on the floor.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, wow, to sleep in that, that's not very hermetically sealed environment.
No. Hermetically sealed is your bedroom, Steph.
Well, good point. Good point.
No dirty stuff going on in there.
Good point.
Oh, we got to take a break.
Yes, we do. When we come back, our favorite passing notes. We have the My Talk players voicing some notes from Dawn's childhood. Snack.
Good morning. You are listening to My Talk 107.1's Jason and Alexis show. I'm Stephanie Hansen. Filling in for Jason Matheson, who is out today with Alexis Thompson, who just gotten her epidural because she's ready to have another baby. And Dawn.
Thank you, Steph. It's been quite a morning already.
This has been going on for 4 minutes. I just want you to know, because I ran to the bathroom, and when I came back, she was hyperventilating.
Oh my gosh, I refreshed, and you guys... Steph, it's time for you to get in the stirrups.
Okay, for
get
real?
Get ready to go.
All right, this is my first time.
Whoa, you guys. Here we go. Are you ready, Steph?
Yes. Oh, God. Let me turn off the music for this.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
I got the bucket. Here we go.
There you go, Steph.
A bucket?
This is a big... Okay, it has a blanket in it, okay? It's a soft landing.
Oh, you're catching the babies in the bucket.
Okay. Yeah, because there's so many. Okay, all right, here we go. Whoa, whoa.
Is this one
where I'm supposed to be birthing? Just the dead silence. I am birthing. I'm
it's
a quiet
silent,
birther.
No, it's a silent birth, guys.
I would have never imagined.
Whoa!
Got another bucket!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh.
You guys, oh my word, we are at $1,410.
Yeah!
$90 from our goal. This is incredible!
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that is, like, you guys.
It's so heartwarming. We know that we've asked for a lot
and
lately.
We just,
yeah.
We have.
We really have asked for a lot, and you know what? We just love you so much. You know, we don't take it for granted.
No.
I've never seen listeners like this before in my life.
No, and you've worked at a lot of radio stations.
I sure have. I've been around the block a couple of times. And this is just incredible. So thank you so much.
Oh,
wow.
There's another one. Linda, thank you. $25. Robin, $100.
Thank you, Robin.
There you go. Susan, $50. We have Cassandra, $50. $100 for Barbara. Thank you. Another Susan, $50. Linda, $100.
Yes.
Thank you, Linda.
Oh, my gosh.
Dawn gave us 10. Katie gave us 25. We have Dina, who gave us 100.
Thank you, Gina.
Whoa. Dina. Yes.
Dina.
Heather donated $30. Joel gave 25. Anna gave 25.
Joel.
Oh,
Anna.
Oh my gosh. Another Dinah. $20. Oh. Cindy, 10. I mean, if I haven't mentioned you, please know that our hearts just go out to you. Thank you so much.
And we really do seriously appreciate it. If you look at the devastation that we are waking up to this morning and saw throughout the day yesterday, some of these people's lives have been just changed just forever. And whatever we can do in this very little way, we can't fill a truck this time because we don't have time because this all came up so fast, but we will send the money down there. We have the matching donation from MediFast clinics all throughout the day, our generous advertisers, as well as you, the listener, because we couldn't do it without you. You step up. And
here we go. We're $40 from our goal.
Oh my gosh!
We're $40 from our goal. We just got another one.
Oh my word,
Linda.
I cannot wait.
Thank you, Linda. One minute ago.
Because I hear you doing this when I'm at home and getting ready, because I'm not a regular here on your show.
Yeah.
This isn't a joke. This is, she's so excited. I'm worried that I'm going to need to like get the panels out. Yeah, totally.
Oh my gosh, $40 away from our matching.
It's just
fabulous.
And then
fabulous. We'll be able to give them from our show.
Yes!
The $3,000.
Cannot wait to call Medifast Weight Control Centers and go, yep.
I'm going there today.
Write that check, baby.
I'll say, listen, I have some bad news. I've been eating Nutella all week.
But I've been making s'mores with my lighter and my couch.
I know.
And but
I
other really, than that, I do have money for you.
They'll get me back on track. They always do. And thank you so much. I'll say, and can I have a check?
Yes.
All right. Oh, hey, $30 away. We just got another donation from Amy.
Thank you, yes. Amy.
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh, man.
Just the absolute best. And yes, we're watching the stories. We're seeing the devastation and just the houses are matchsticks. Just, can you just
$5 imagine? Away. Thanks, Abby. Thanks, Amy.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on a second. We got to get a celebratory song here. Let's see here.
A celebratory song.
Okay. Because if we're $5 away. Oh, my word.
Wow, guys.
That's a cup of coffee.
Yes, it is.
A cup of coffee for us, a life-changing opportunity for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the diapers, you know, I never thought about them as dignity items before our last diaper drive, but it is so true. When you're running, when you're just trying to save your family, where's grandma? Where's our pets? How are we going to get out of here? You're not thinking, oh, I need to make sure I bring diapers for the next few days.
And grab my toothbrush. Yeah.
Right, and wipes and all of the things that you may need. You're just rushing to where you need to go, and the Miami Diaper Bank does a wonderful job of making sure they reach the right people and get diapers and wipes into the hands of those who need it. So
they can buy them wholesale too, so like all of our dollars go twice as far.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Very exciting.
I have
times.
A really good passing notes that we'll do next.
I was just going to say, yeah, timing wise.
Oh, passing notes. That's worth giving a loan.
Yeah,
Dawn
$5.
Has been carrying these notes her entire life.
Yes.
For the My Talk players in Kemp's ice cream bucket. She's got 50 of them in a closet.
It's true.
She's a single woman moving around the country with these notes.
With her notes.
If that's not worth $5, I don't know what is.
Thank you. The My Talk players.
Yes.
Okay, so let's take a break. We're going to do an update on our diaper drive.
Oh.
And oh my gosh! Okay, we're going to do an update and we're going to do passing notes next.
You don't wanna
we're busting
this
into this song because nobody's work. Letting us down here at My Talk 107.1.
Celebrate.
There's a party going on right here. Thank you, my talkers. You are so awesome. We reached our goal. And we're
a little more, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to celebrate these diapers with you.
Come on now. Yes,
Stephanie should have done an improv with us. That's good.
Oh, you know that's right.
Girl, you would be so good at improv,
girl,
too.
I was a theater kid.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Dawn just killed it, too.
Oh, I know. She did.
Oh, aww. You guys, seriously, that was fun. And
you know what else is fun?
We're celebrating. What, Dawn? What?
Reaching our goal.
Whoa. Yay.
Whoa, guys.
I know those are babies coming out of somewhere, but I prefer to think of them as champagne corks.
Can you breathe in
these
here?
These are the Veuve Clicquot.
It's just filled with babies.
It is.
My talkers, wow, let's do some shout outs here because you guys are amazing. Jennifer, Liz, Mary, and we have Michelle.
Jennifer, Liz, Mary, and Michelle.
Woo! Yeah, and even $5, guys, it adds up.
It
guess,
does.
Guess where we're at right now?
I don't.
1,000.
No. She won't let me look. She's just over there like hyperventilating and I'm sitting across from her thinking I got to get the paddles.
Get the paddles. Oh my gosh.
It's not even, I'm not even joking, people.
Our goal is $1,500 by the end of the show today, which is 9 a.m. Right now it's 7:34. We're at $1,825.
So great. And Medifast Weight Control will match our donation.
Yes.
Awesome.
So $1,500 from them plus that. So thank you so much. we want to encourage you now to donate to the other teams.
Yeah.
Because we want to reach their goal of $1,500
if we can help our brethren shows, we would love the opportunity to do that.
Absolutely.
How about Lori and Julia? Because,
David.
You know. Yes.
First Equity. Yes.
That's a tough time back to raise money on the air afternoon drive. Because everybody is done with their day. Think about it.
They're
driving and it's Friday.
Home. It's Friday. They're driving home. So, you know, it's not the easiest time for them. It's way, way harder than anybody else to raise funds. So let's give to Lori and Julia's team. Right now, they're at $115. They're going to need $1,500 to get their match from David at First Equity.
Yep. Let's get those babies popping.
Yes.
You guys are awesome. Celebrate. We'll do another gigantic baby.
It's Friday.
Celebrates and it's gonna
that's
be
excellent.
Wonderful. And now one way that we celebrate is passing notes.
Oh,
we
have yes.
The My Talk players, and a lot of donations were made to listen to this. So
yes.
Who's first?
Okay. Well, it's my boyfriend, Josh. You'll probably recognize the My Talk player.
Yes.
Are you passing a note?
She passes me notes in class all the time.
Do you want to pass me a note and have me circle yes or no?
This is Passing Notes on Jason and Alexis. Old high school notes that producer Dawn found. Read aloud by the My Talk players.
It was sweet. We held hands and passed notes.
And you are to read that letter in front of my class.
Read it out loud.
To Dawn from Josh. Thought I'd write you since you look like you're having a day.
Ooh.
Even though you aren't. Why don't you give me your schedule so I know where the hell you are and I can come bother you during classes? I love the shit in that note you sent me. What was that, mistletoe or ivy? I'm sure I probably already told you, but the sophomores are having a party the last day of finals at the American Inn. I hope you want to come, but if you don't, oh well. You might have a hard time finding a ride home, though, at least with people who are sober.
Good Lord.
Just think, 10 more days till freedom, Dawn. Hey, call me tonight at 883-7097. Love, Josh.
I love that he left the real phone number in there. Should we call? What's the area code?
Josh.
Oh, Josh. Gosh.
Oh, Bradley voicing Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it. He was kind of angry in the beginning.
Oh, lots of beep words in there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, he also said, remember he came back after he recorded that. He was like, it's hard for me to get down that low.
Yeah.
He needs Bradley masculine. Cooper's training.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oof. So that was the last note from Josh that we have. So that was the swan song for Bradley as Josh. But we feel like he should come back as a different character later.
Yeah. There are other boyfriends, other.
Yeah. Who is the one that Steve is?
Steve is Mike Bishop.
Okay, because I like Mike Bishop a
or
lot.
Or Miguel
too.
In Spanish Miguel. Class.
Yeah. Okay, so and this is also the last note from this girl, and it's played by somebody that we all love and know.
It looks like we got another one.
Oh, I've got another note here.
To Dawn from Micah. Hello, what's up? Not much here. I was going to tell you yesterday, but you didn't come out to my car, and I was going to tell you this morning, but you seemed sort of pissed off or something, and plus, I didn't know how to say it. But anyways, I'm not going to take you to school or home anymore. I think you know why. But if not, I'll tell you if you want to know. But I think it's just a good idea that you find a ride. I don't know what happened, but if you want to know the truth, I think you're getting on the snotty side and you're acting like a bitch. Well, anyways, I've got to go. Micah.
Oh, I think you're acting like a bee. Anyways, gotta go. Bye.
Bye, best friends forever.
Find another ride.
No, she didn't take me to school anymore.
Wow.
Do you remember
what
you did?
We used to, she had a gold Fiero, first of all, which was super cool.
Hilarious.
Ooh. Yes, we used to listen to songs that I'd never heard before from the Dead Milkmen, which were dirty songs. And she also gave me Virginia Slim cigarettes.
Oh.
Okay. So we would smoke cigarettes. Okay. And then her mom found those cigarettes.
Uh-oh.
And then she blamed it on me.
Oh,
and said
yeah.
that I gave her the cigarettes. Where am I going to get cigarettes? I didn't even have a car. It was her that gave me cigarettes.
Yeah, but you have to blame your friend when confronted by your mom.
My mom was like, Dawn might have been smoking, but I guarantee you she didn't give Micah cigarettes. Micah brought those on her own. So anyway,
oh, see, I always
I'm not the one who did the bad thing. But
did she look older so she could buy them, or did she steal them from someone in her family?
You always stole them from your parents.
No, she. You know, honestly, I.
That's where all the good stuff came from.
Honestly, back in the day, I feel like she was 16 and she could just buy them in Missouri.
She looked older. Oh yeah.
I guess. But before they changed it to 18, I think you could be 16. But yeah. She also went to my school, my private school, because she got kicked out of public school. So who do you think bought the cigarettes? Oh. Me or her?
Innocent Dawn.
You know why, Dawn. She can't give you a ride in the Gold Fiero anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know why.
Why? Because of the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. You know why.
Yeah.
I'm getting snotty, too, apparently. So.
Well, yeah, rightfully so. You don't want to be blamed for something that wasn't you.
Yeah.
Well, then who drove you then after that? Did you have to walk 20 miles?
No. But I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom, maybe. That was embarrassing because I just wanted to go with her, you know.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Like, drop me off 3 blocks away, please. Please.
Yeah. Or maybe my older sister, but I think my sister was in college at the time, so I'm not sure.
Fun.
Interesting.
It's always fun to go back and just the things that were on our mind and what we'd write each other.
Oh, yeah. BFF.
We ended up, just so you know, we ended up making up, and as an adult, she used to be my hairstylist. She cut and dyed my hair.
Of course she was your hairstylist. She went from Virginia Slims, Gold Fiero, high school, to hairstylist.
Blamed on... styling.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
Oh, wow. Great.
Oh, good times. Yes, yes. More passing notes every Friday here on the show. When we come back, let's talk about passwords.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Jason and Alexis Show. I'm Stephanie Hansen, and I'm filling in for Jace, who is on vacation today. I am here with Alexis. I am here with Dawn. And we have raised a lot of money this morning for diaper relief that we are going to be giving a cash donation to the folks in the Florida areas that are devastated by Hurricane Michael. And we're continuing to raise money now for our friends, Lori and Julia. We want to help them out.
Yes, we do.
Julia's on the air today with Patrick Royce because Lori is on vacation.
Oh,
so she's
going to
need a little help.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Those two together.
Yeah, we've never had the folks from the Man Talk station next door.
Oh my gosh,
Patrick Royce is
so
going to sit in with her.
I'll have to listen to the podcast. I'm going out of town, but that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, she's really excited.
He's a pop culture junkie.
Apparently.
Yeah, so he's, we've talked many times about Real Housewives.
And what?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's surprising.
That's going to be really fun today, 3 to 6 on Lori and Julia. Patrick Royce joining Julia, and we are, yeah, just said that.
Get over that. Oh my gosh, and we really want to help them because they just... You know,
yes.
you've been so generous and helped us reach our goal. And now Medifast Weight Control Centers is kicking in $1,500 since we reached our goal. So now it's time to make sure that the other shows get their matches.
Yes. And Lori and Julia, thank you to David Lazinski and First Equity for their matching donation of $1,500. Right now we're at $170 and we're getting there. We're getting there, guys. $5 donation from Julie, Erica, $25. Cynthia, 25, Jennifer, 10. Thank you so much. Everything adds up. And that's just awesome. So we're going to get to that goal for all the other shows. And we make it easy. MyTalk1071.com. Just type in keyword diapers. And that check is going to go to the Miami Diaper Bank.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk passwords for a second. Because now we're not going to talk about Kanye West and his visit to the White House, but one thing from that whole experience, he revealed his password code for his phone.
Yeah, tell me about that.
So I guess the Face ID didn't work, so he typed in 6 zeros.
Okay.
And that's his password for his phone.
And he's probably not alone.
Yeah. On camera. Okay, full disclosure, guys. We have so many different passwords we have to remember that when I did have to get a new phone because mine crapped out.
After 100 years.
I know. I guess it was time.
When you finally got a new phone when? Like last year?
I had to get one. Well, yeah, yeah. Fairly recently. Before that, it was a few years. And
okay.
So, we had to set up in case the Face ID doesn't work and blah, 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 and whatever. I tried to set it at 6 zeros. And the phone was like, you moron, no. told me that's too easy.
We're not going to allow it.
Yeah, so I had to pick something different. But we were talking a little bit about this morning, and Steph, your husband has a really cool solution for this.
Yeah, and I think people kind of know about it. It's LastPass, and it's a service that you pay a monthly fee, and it keeps all of your passwords, and then it also suggests encrypted passwords for new accounts that you might need passwords for.
Yeah.
And then all you have to remember is the one. And you can also set up someone as like your proxy. So in the event that something would happen to my husband, all I have to know is this one password, and then I can get into all his stuff.
Oh, that's really great to know.
Yeah, it's called LastPass.
Yes.
LastPass. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You're right. There's always, we always have to change them. Even here at the office, it's for security reasons. So absolutely.
Do you know what is the most annoying password? Like, okay, you know how, like, okay, at work, you need your password, your bank, you need your password, like, your medical records, like, you get why you need passwords. But then there's the passwords that you're just like, why do I even need to know this? And it is your Xfinity cable passwords.
Oh!
Because to watch any of the channels that you subscribe to, you have to pick your provider. Now, you'd think doing that once, fine, you got to prove that you paid for your subscription. But, like, it loses the password every single time, it feels like, after you watch something. So if you don't know
your... It's only 2 weeks and you have to log in.
Is it 2 weeks? Yeah. If you don't know your cable password, people...
Or your sister's.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
It's a pain in the rear.
Yeah, that is so true.
Oh,
you're right.
Like, why every...
And it's the same device.
I want to watch The Walking Dead. I want to watch it on my phone.
Yeah.
I subscribe... I have to go to the, what is it, TB, whatever, not TBS, whatever, AMC. Then is it my AMC premium or my AMC regular? Oh, wait, I logged into the wrong portal. Like, it takes me 15 minutes to log in to watch a 40-minute show. That seems wrong.
That's true.
Yeah.
2 weeks, Dawn, that's good to know.
Especially a show that feels like it's going nowhere.
It's been 9 seasons.
I know.
Is there, so but it's based
still,
on a
I'm
comic book series.
Train.
Is there a is there an end to the series?
I believe
like,
so.
Like, are they still writing the comic books?
I don't think so.
Okay,
so
I might be wrong. I might be wrong.
It'd be good to know.
Let me look it
up. Tweet Stephanie's Dish. Tweet Dawn at Dark. Tweet Lex and the Cities. It'd be good to know if there is a legitimate end to The Walking Dead.
Yeah, or is it just a zombie world forever and just doom and gloom? Because right now, there were, at least in the premiere, which was last Sunday, and this Sunday there'll be a new one. This is Rick Grimes' last season. And it just, a lot of the... which it makes sense. The drama is with the humans, but you don't see that many zombies.
No,
there's one little part.
There's very few zombies anymore, and the zombies are sort of, they're dying out and kind of morphing too.
Yeah.
So we're just getting to the point of the totally ruined apocalyptic world and what that looks like and who the real monsters are, because sometimes it's not the zombies, it's your... future fellow humans trying to survive.
Yeah.
That is a really great... groundbreaking show, but I'm wondering if there is an end in sight.
It's ongoing. It says I'm on the Wikipedia.
Okay, so the comic book keeps going.
Yep.
Okay,
because like Game of Thrones,
it's completely different.
Oh, you guys,
get ahead of the books.
When I'm gonna start over.
I've
watched a couple of the first three. It's amazing how much better the acting is too in the subsequent seasons, and how much the characters are better.
Yeah, and they've changed.
Yeah, so much.
They're TV's ahead of the book writing, and then that's coming to it. But then there's also the prequels now that they're working on.
Yeah,
so
I hope they're good.
You're going to be in on all of that too.
Yes,
as a fan.
Yes.
I feel like I have to start over as well because I'm behind two seasons, and there's no way. Like, there's no way I'm going to remember what has happened. So I'm just going to have to start over.
And what good...
There's so many characters.
And how fun that you have two seasons that you haven't watched yet that you get to watch. I wish I was in your shoes.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Oh, yes. Those last two... I mean...
So good.
And the quality of the acting and the graphics and the just... You're one season behind.
I know.
Huh.
There's just, there's so much.
It's time.
Going on.
It's we're getting our winter weight on. We're scavenging our nuts. We're eating our Nutella. Yep. Putting the winter weight. We're getting the sweaters out. It's supposedly going to snow or something today.
Hunker
down. Get your Game of Thrones on and just start from the beginning. It's
fresh. I want to know when it's going to be released so I can time it out perfectly to where I'm you know,
spring of 2019.
Okay, so I just need to start this winter. Winter is coming.
Winter is, yeah.
So
yep.
I got to start watching Game of Thrones because I don't want to forget what happened by the time the season started. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I...
I don't think you will forget, Dawn. Okay. No. It's so impactful.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You might forget some of the, you know, lesser known characters, but you won't forget.
I've actually listened to the audiobook of Game of Thrones before the series even started.
Oh, so you're probably...
Well, there's six books.
So much more. Yeah.
So it was, I mean, it's all played by one actor who actually played the dad on that Beauty and the Beast show that you love so much, Alexis.
Oh, Perlman.
Yeah. Ron Perlman. Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, no, Cawthron.
But it's actually the guy who played Cawthron's dad.
Oh, Cawthron's dad.
And he's an amazing voiceover actor. He plays like 50 characters. I rented it from the library.
So you, just that one book or all the books?
No, it's all the books. All the books that were up to date at the time.
Whoa.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
A decade to... Ooh, oh, guys!
More churning babies!
We are birthing the babes over here! Whoa! We'll do an update of our diaper drive. Thank you all. That's next. And we also have some movie fun facts that will maybe not so fun. We're going to kind of feel a little old...
Yeah. No, yes. We're not going to feel old.
Surprise, Steph.
Come on.
We're going to do that next, but of course, we have a diaper update next.
Pop quiz. What can you buy for $3.99? Not a latte, but for less than the cost of a cup of coffee, you can get all your favorite music ad-free. While other streaming services jack up their prices, LiveOne's membership is only $3.99 per month, and you can lock in that price for a full year. Join now to get the best deal in music with zero ads, unlimited skips, and maximum audio quality. Get the music you love at a price that fits into your budget with Live One Plus. Check out liveone.com/bestmusic for details. Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.